Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, game day returns today on TalkSport. It kicks off with live and exclusive commentary of Brighton against Liverpool. That one's at 12:30. We'll hear from the Seagulls boss, Graham Harry Potter, speaking ahead of the match shortly. But first, here's the Liverpool manager, Jurgen Klopp. Mo Salah's contract runs out at the end of next season, and Klopp says it's down to Salah to decide if he wants to renew it.
No, of course we cannot do much more. That's how it is. But it's not about, I don't think it's about that. It's a decision between, I think meanwhile it's Mo's decision, pretty much. I think the club did what the club can do. That's how it is. And it's not nothing bad to say about it. It's all fine. From my point of view, it's exactly like it should be in this moment, moment in time. And everything is set. Nothing happened further. So no signing, no rejection or whatever. So, yeah. We just have to wait for that. It's completely fine. It's no rush in that situation.
In any team, in any league, as much as anybody's the respect I have for Liverpool, everyone's got areas that they are a little bit weaker than others, or in relation to themselves. I mean, no one's perfect. That's how it is, and that's what the beauty of football is. There's a lot of imperfection. It's just they have less of it than the rest of us, so it's harder for you to find it. And even if you do, it still means that you've got to perform and execute as close to perfect as you can. So that's the double challenge that when you face the best. And like I said, you have to look at the points tally that they've got over the last few years, look at the competitions that they've competed in and winning. It tells you that you're one of the best teams in the world that you face. So that's really exciting.
Now, the future of Chelsea Football Club is still unknown after the UK government sanctioned owner Roman Abramovich on Thursday as part of its response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Yesterday, Simon Jordan, of course, was alongside Jim White on TalkSport and called on Chelsea fans to stop chanting Abramovich's name at football matches.
Roman Abramovich, of course, denies any influence or relationship with Putin, but I think the evidence is irrefutable that he does have a relationship with Putin, that he has prospered under the Putin regime, and he does have businesses that can be linked to situations like the manufacture of tanks in his country. So all of those put him into a situation where he's fair game. He's fair game for what the government have done. And with that in mind, it is deeply insensitive, inappropriate, and bordering upon imbecilic conduct to want to celebrate someone. I know why you want to celebrate him, because in pure football terms, he's elevated Chelsea to a position that they would never have gotten to without his money. But there's something wrong if you take away the reflection back of what's happening currently in Europe and what's happening to people in the Ukraine and feel any validation or any necessity to want to celebrate that owner.
Now, today is the fifth and final day of the first test of England's tour of the Windies, and TalkSport 2, of course, will have live and exclusive coverage from 2 p.m. To get ready for that, let's hear how day four unfolded yesterday.
Leach in again, Bowles a quicker one, and that's hit him on the pad. There's a big appeal for leg before wicket. Up goes the finger. Jaden Seals, LBW's Jack Leach. West Indies have been bowled out for 375.
We've got the situation with the roller once again, the member of the ground staff. He's saying, no, it's 7 minutes. I've been told I have to roll it for 7 minutes. The senior umpire, Joel Wilson, is actually now shooing him off. He's saying, could you get off now? We're ready to go.
That is the inducker from Roach. Worked away by Crawley through square leg. and it will go all the way to the boundary.
Here is
Roach again, hits Alex Lees on the pad, up goes the finger. I'm surprised by that.
He's not hit it, he's on his way.
Is he?
Ricketts
hit it. Oh, hello, you're dead right. And Alex Lees is on his way.
Thrashed away through the offside. Lovely shot again from Crawley. This time it's gone all the way for four. And easily steered away by Joe Root, who brings up his 54th Test 50.
Short delivery and edged over the slip cordon. Not sure where that shot came from.
It's like that ball is coming from a different test.
It gives Crawley some width. Cracked away for four. Crawley moves to 94 and the score 169 for one.
Well, our partnership's getting some runs, Johnny.
I tell you what, mate.
The last three
Manners
overs.
And Matty P, they're packing their bag, they're off.
That should be it. That will be it. You can hear the England fans, they're all on their feet, saluting what has been a quite superb knock from young Zach Crawley.
Now, Manchester United take on Spurs tonight, and TalkSport, of course, will have live and exclusive commentary of that game, which kicks off at 5:30. Spurs boss Antonio Conte has been speaking ahead of the game and is expecting a difficult match despite Manchester United's poor performance against City last weekend.
Now chance, Ilanga is it. Ilanga, 1-1! Out of nothing! Manchester United are back on level terms!
The game's finished 4-1 to Manchester City, and look, it could have been more, albeit for the goalkeeper David De Gea, who pulled off some outstanding saves.
Yeah, for us it's now to look ahead and make sure that we play two good home games against Tottenham and against Atletico and hopefully win those two games.
Kane sneaking round the back, brilliant finish. Brilliant finish from Harry Kane.
Finished here, Spurs 5, Everton 0.
First of all, to play against Manchester City is not easy for every team to play against City. I consider Manchester City in this moment the best team in the world. They have the best coach in the world, fantastic player for United, for Tottenham, for Liverpool, for Chelsea, for every team. And I think I consider this game aside, apart. It means that City played an outstanding game, and the United tried to do their best. But City, for sure, I repeat, is a team that to play is not simple.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare insurance plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare insurance plans at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And sticking with United, we still don't know, of course, who will be managing the club next season. Yesterday on Game Day Countdown, Hugh Woozencroft was joined by Craig Mitch and former Wolves and commentary striker Jay Boothroyd, and they discussed whether the current Chelsea boss, Thomas Tuchel, could be a potential appointment.
You definitely have to explore that option. I mean, yeah, it's vulture-like. But that's football, you know. If someone becomes available, it's just like a player. If a player becomes available all of a sudden, you know, you're going to try and explore that option. And I think Man United have to. They haven't, you know, said you know, we want Porto, we want Ten Hag. So I think in this stage, I think they have to explore it. I think it would be, you know, I don't think it would be smart not to. I think with Tuchel, I think he's been successful in this country, hasn't he? You know, obviously he won the Champions League. I think Pochettino, as much as he done really well at Tottenham, he got him runners up in the Champions League and he done fantastic things there. He hasn't really achieved nothing, you know, winner-wise. You know, you look at his resume, he's got the Copa, Catalunya, you know, runner-up, like you said, in the Champions League, you know, runner-up in the league. He's got the trophy, the champion. I don't think he can handle egos.
It's more about personality than the CV.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, there was, you know, Messi didn't play well. Why are you not bringing him off? I know he's like one of the best players ever, but if you're not performing in a game like that, I think you need to bring him off. I think the same with Neymar. Why are you not bringing him off?
Yeah, but
bring other players on.
But we know these things are is bigger than just managerial decisions with these sorts of players. They're paying these players ridiculous sums of money. The amount of fans that watch the game just to see this is like a commercial thing. This is beyond just performances.
Yeah, but you still
on the
have
pitch.
To perform, though, don't you? No, it's about winning. It's about winning. I think at PSG, especially, it's about winning. When you're bringing players like Messi, Neymar in, you got Mbappe there. It's about winning.
If you're not winning, especially in
the Champions League, if you're not winning in the Champions League, then you know he's probably not going to be there next year anyway.
And we finished today's podcast with a bit of fun. Last week, TalkSport reporter Nigel Pearson had some problems saying Ollie Watkins' name, calling him Wally Watkins. Yesterday, TalkSport's Sam Allard spoke to Ollie himself, and it's safe to say he wasn't happy in a section we've called Wally Meets Ollie.
Coutinho was unbelievably put the ball wide. That should have been 3-0. Could have been 4 as well. It had Ollie Watkins taking his right-footed chance from Coutinho's assist.
Wally Watkins! Have you ever had that before, Wally Watkins?
I have had that before, yeah, but it's only when my mates are joking around. I've never heard a presenter say that.
That was live on our Around the Ground service.
Was it live?
Wally Watkins.
He's got to go.
But that's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. Game day returns today. And TalkSport, of course, will have live and exclusive commentary of Brighton against Liverpool. That one's at 12:30. And Manchester United against Spurs at 5:30 this evening. TalkSport 2 will have live and exclusive commentary of the fifth and final day of the first test of England's tour of the Windies. Play starts on that one at 2 p.m. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar on TalkSport from 10 p.m. on Monday night alongside the fun boy, the Moonface, Jason Cundy. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.